The Art of Decision Making: How We Move from Indecision to Smart Choices. Written by Joseph Bickart and read by Bill Bingham. Indecision, noun. Lack of decision, inability to decide or tendency to change the mind frequently, hesitation or vacillation. Webster's New World College Dictionary, 4th edition. Indecision may be the reason you are reading this book. Perhaps you feel you need some help in making choices more decisively, or perhaps some well-meaning soul has recommended it to you. As the above definition makes clear, indecision is the condition to which we subject ourselves when we do not want to or cannot decide. This is the location where I have decided to set up camp and start digging. It is exactly where the problem lies. The terrain is promising. It has been surveyed before in literature and in real life. Indeed, most of us will have found many characters whose defining trait is indecision. The iconic example, without a doubt, is Hamlet the Dane, who cannot decide how, when, or even whether to avenge his dead father, the king. This is despite having gathered all the evidence that the king died at the hands of Claudius, the king's own brother, who has since usurped the throne of Denmark to become king himself after marrying Hamlet's mother, Gertrude. In Dostoevsky's Notes from the Underground, the isolated and unnamed antihero divides his life between ennui and inactivity. However, the most extreme incarnation of indecision must be Ivan Goncharov's protagonist, Oblomov, in the novel of the same name. Oblomov is a young Russian nobleman who throughout his life is incapable of making decisions or engaging in any meaningful activity. As a result, he spends most of his time in his room or his bed, something he blames on a rare form of apathy he calls Oblomovitis. What all these characters share is a pathological inability to decide and therefore to act. In Notes from the Underground, one reason Dostoevsky's narrator gives for his ennui is the struggle between his own competing points of view. You see, gentlemen, reason is a good thing. There's no denying it. But reason is only reason and satisfies only man's rational faculty, whereas volition is a manifestation of the whole life. And by that I mean the whole of life, together with reason and the head-scratching that goes with it. The question posed by Dostoevsky's anti-hero is, how can we make a decision when different parts of our mind want two or more different things? This will perhaps strike you as a realistic scenario in which you may well have found yourself.